Hi, I've like today announced me, Alan Smith, for Weeble Glass Hoodies of today's Press and Journal on Thursday, 1st of February 2024. So it's the first month ago now. On the white front page paper today is Daddy Farmer's Sexual Assaults on Female Staff. So, an award winning Daddy Farmer sexually assaulted two wifey members of staff at his Aberdeenshire premises. Colin Blackhall had denied the allegations, but was found guilty after a trial at the Aberdeen Sheriff Court. One of his victims gave evidence that the 71-year-old groped her after hearing the song Abracadabra, which contains the line, "I want to reach out and grab you," on the radio. She also told the court he sent her lingerie and passionate letters and that when she protested about his unwanted advances, she was told not to bite the hand that feeds you. A second wife, he tells the court, that Black Hill slapped her on the bottom in a polytunnel at TLC Tatties on Deeside, and her claim was backed up by a male colleague. Following a two-day trial, Sheriff Leslie Johnson found Black Hill of Ward End Farm, Durris, guilty of three charges of sexual assault. He will return to court for sentence on March the 13th and was also placed in the sex offenders register. So, well, I don't know if he just stuck into tatties and, you know, never mind about that stuff. His fellow landed him in head, what I know. Sorry, I'll money, but, well, if I can say. Now here's a tattoo parlour to open as residents' fears over needles are dismissed. So a tattoo artist is taking over an old office in a historic Aberdeen kirk despite facing complaints from neighbours. Jawita Wilczynska last year submitted plans for the old Melville Carden Kirk at the corner of Carden Place in Albert Street. That's where the driving school used to be. The unit had been empty for more than 5 years amid the declining interest in the office market. The building has been an office complex for about 30 years, and she earmarked a vacant spot for a new studio. However, some residents rose up against the proposal, urging Aberdeen City Council to reject the scheme. A war of words ensued, with the tattoo artist accusing locals of peddling stereotypes about her industry, while one dog walker even suggested such a business could result in needle waste litter in the area. As revealed in our planning ahead roundup in November, various residents raised concerns about the business being out of place in Aberdeen's leafy West End. One objector, Sarah Jane Franke, said she lives in nearby Osborne Place and worried about needles being discarded. This particular objection was later deemed immaterial by planning officials. The tattooist responded by accusing those against the plans of misunderstanding her vision. In a follow-up letter to the council's planning department, the tattoo artist claimed that some objections were made due to stereotypes of the tattoo industry. So, anyway, the council agreed and suggested that, you know, she could get the use of the building. They said it would be compatible with the West End area and would not disrupt its surrounding character. Businessman John Buchan owns the building and was relieved to learn the change of use had been approved. So I'll bet he was to get some rent coming in. They said it for all that time with them. Anyway, so if you're needing a, you know, a tattoo, just someone like Chinese writing on your arm, or a big panther covering your back or something, or just a wee birdie or whatever you would fancy, you can get it up at West End now in Canal Kirk. It could be more comfy than that. Now here is a passerby who's almost hit by a plunk Blanfair Reef. So the emergency services had been called to Aberdeen City Centre after debris was blown for the roof of a former department store amid a wild wind. The incident took place just after 2 o'clock yesterday. Well, I can confirm it was half a whinny yesterday as gales battered the city. A plunk was dislodged for the upper story of the Esselmont Bar and the restaurant on Union Street, which has lain unused since Esselmont and Macintosh closed 17 years ago. God almighty. We might a passerby described the lump of wood almost striking a passerby, another passerby, as it crashed to the ground. Two fire engines and a Bobby's unit were sent to the scene. The road, which was closed for nearly an hour, reopened just about 3 o'clock. A fire service spokesman said they checked the reef to make sure it was safe. He said, "We received a call about 2 o'clock and sent two appliances to the scene. Our job was to mark the building safe and to remove the wood plank." Bobbies have confirmed that nobody was injured. A spokesperson said, "We were made aware of debris blown off a reef in a building in Union Street. Nobody has been injured and the road was closed to allow emergency services access to examine the building." The incident comes amid the renewed efforts to find a use for the abandoned upper floors along Aberdeen's struggling Granite Mile. So, well, be a job for Giners when they might chop in nails into this wood. They were likely to flee away in the slightest gust of wind, although yesterday was more than just a gust of wind. It was pretty ferocious stuff for a while. So, anyway, you know, it nearly had to pass her by, but it didn't. So, yeah. Not too much harm done, but they'll have to be, well, just, you know, get a hang back and doing, because there seems to be more and more of this storms that I know ever since they started giving them names, just get haywire. Now, here's a new campaign. It warns pupils of vape danger. So a new campaign which supports schools in Aberdeen to speak to pupils about vaping has been announced. There's been a rise in young folk vaping in recent years, with more than 40% of kids and teenagers saying they've tried vapes by the time they reach S4. To help tackle this issue, the Scottish Government has launched a campaign which encourages and supports teachers to have conversations with pupils about the serious health risks of vaping. The rise of vaping has seen a new an emerging pattern of disruptive behaviour in schools, with staff reporting reduced attendance as pupils gather to vape in the lavies. Nicotine, often found in vapes, can also be linked to stress, anxiety and struggles with sleeping. It's unbelievable now, and all the different flavours I've got. There's pink lemonade and strawberry, you know, just Razzy Raz Raspberry, you name it, they've got a vape after it. So, quicker all this, single use things gets banned, it'd be there. And, you know, just see if the damage is, they're actually doing. Again, vaping's quite a new thing, but, you know, it's not going to be fantastic for you, I wouldn't have thought. So, anyway, we'll see if teachers can persuade the kids need to be vapist. Now, this is right up my street. Now, a West End hit coming to today. This is the courtroom drama 12 Angry Men is set to be performed at Aberdeen's His Majesty's Theatre for February the 20th to 24th, following previous record-breaking West End seasons. Reginald Rose's gripping knife-edge thriller will see Jason Merrills of Casualty and Emmerdale Firm taking the role of juror number 8 for the 2024 tour, with Tristan Gemmell of Coronation Street and Casualty, Michael Greco of EastEnders, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, Ben Nealon, Gary Webster and Gray O'Brien all returning to their previous roles. Aberdeen Performing Arts Chief Executive Sharon Burgess said, "This is such a powerful story and will be brought to life by spectacular fashion by this amazing cast." So, well, I was lucky enough to get tickets for the Christmas time for this, because that is definitely one of my all-time favourite films, 12 Angry Men. If you haven't seen it, you know, get a watch. It's just fantastic, all black and white, but very, very good. And, you know, can't wait to see the play if they're going to how they're going to manage that in here. But it's, great that stuff like that is coming into Aberdeen. And as much as it's a lovely theatre, so I think we'll be getting the train in, maybe manage a small sherry or two, and then see the play. And hopefully, I'm going to be too dighter to get the train back home again. But great. Yeah, honestly, if you haven't seen that film, mark it in your wish list for the next couple of weeks to track it down and watch it. Brilliant. No, just finish up with sport as normal. The back page paper today is Robson pays price for Don's malaise. So, as we said last night, Barry Robson's out. Got the boot yesterday morning, and the search is on for their next manager. So, only half getting through the managers anyway. Somebody says this is about the fourth year in 3 years or something. So, not a great record to have. But hopefully they pick a right lad this time for what it's going to be. And, can help Aberdeen to get back to winning wise. And, well, regular winning wise, that would be the thing. But, sad to see Robson goes. They were fine when somebody gets a boot. But certainly was a lot of discontent with the way they were playing. And, inside starts, difficult to stop. Unless you're going on a winning run, which they just kind of doing this year. So, there's only going to be one outcome for that to happen. So, anyway, come on, Aberdeen. We're looking for a big reaction for the new lad comes in. No, that's been done for today now. It's a wee publicity series of today's Pressing Journal on Thursday, 1st of February 2024. A very, very pleasant day today, certainly very bright in the chilly winds and all that. A lovely day, actually. And more of the same, apparently, morning over the weekend, hopefully. So, good to be up to double figures in morning for heat. So, as I look out to our knotted hunkies and string vests, maybe. But anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell somebody about it. Tell them to follow us on Spotify. That is the best way to do it. Never miss an episode. And they'll have hunters and aliens to listen to if they went. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.